getting off the grid. If you want to get off the grid, a popular spot to do so is Slab City. Slab City sits on some 640 acres owned by the state of California, located in the Sonoran Desert, 12 miles east of the Salton Sea, the largest lake in California, some 35 miles long and 15 miles wide. To call it a city is stretching the normal use of the word. It's unincorporated, no mayor, no city manager, no public works department, no sanitation department, and no police or fire department. To my knowledge, no taxes are imposed or collected, and no one pays rent to stay on the land. Now, it takes a while to get there. It's 180 miles from Los Angeles, 150 miles from San Diego, and 260 miles from Phoenix. How Slab City came about is an interesting story. The concrete slabs were built in 1942 for the Marine Corps' World War II Camp Dunlop. The camp was used during the war, but by 1956, all the buildings and structures had been removed. Only the concrete slabs remained. I don't know exactly why I'm so fascinated by Slab City, but I surely am. Whenever I have out-of-town visitors, I always suggest that we take a full day and go see Slab City. It's only an hour and 30-minute drive from the area that I live in part of the year. However, by the time I include in the day's itinerary other spots such as Bombay Beach, the Salton Sea, East Jesus, and the Salvation Mountain, the trip takes a full day. What is it about Slab City that so sparks my interest? And it's not just a passing interest. I have visited Slab City at least twice or three times a year for the last 15 years, and I've not grown tired of it. If someone walked up to me right now and said, "Do you want to go to Slab City?" my answer would be, "Hell yes, your car or mine." I'm intrigued by the fact that most people would never want to go to visit Slab City. I'm in awe of the ability of the, quote, residents, if you will, of Slab City to exist, given the lack of electricity, the lack of water, lack of sewer and other amenities. Also to survive, given the temperatures that average over 100 degrees for 4 months in the summer. And also given that the annual rainfall hovers around 2.8 inches a year. The census in 2020 estimated that upwards of 4,000 people live in Slab City in the winter, and then in the summer, that number drops dramatically to less than 200. There are a few other drawbacks to Slab City. There is trash and debris and waste littered around many ramshackled structures. There is at times a smell from that and the nearby Salton Sea. Drugs are clearly in use. Bottom line, it's a little sketchy and not a place where you would send your kids out the front door to go play. On top of all this, just 15 miles to the east is the military's Chocolate Mountain Gunnery Range, which at any time, day or night, is an active practice range with bombs exploding and guns firing. The residents of Slab City include a hodgepodge of campers, drifters, homeless, snowbirds, migrants, squatters, artists, survivalists, and people just wanting to get away from everything and everyone. Nevertheless, I'm fascinated by the ever-changing community of Slab City. It never stays the same. I look forward to knowing that the people I will meet in Slab City will be a different experience for me every time I go there. When I'm in Slab City, I find myself almost in a meditative state. For some reason, everything slows down. It becomes a time of reflection, at least for me. For all these reasons, I can't get enough of Slab City. To be clear, no, I have no interest in living there, none whatsoever. However, I have a real interest in learning everything I can about Slab City and its residents. And I'm not alone in my interest in Slab City. It's appeared in 21 movies, including This Place in 2019, Snowbird in 2016, Desert Coffee in 2017, below sea level in 2008, Cactus Blossom in 2019, and a movie called Slab City in 1998 and also in 2019. However, my favorite is Sean Penn's Into the Wild, released in 2007. Penn wrote, co-produced, and directed the film, which was based on a book by Jon Krakauer, who's one of my favorite authors. And the cast was amazing. It included Emile Hirsch, William Hurt, Vince Vaughn, and Hal Holbrook. And Hal Holbrook was the one whom Chris, the drifter, engaged with during his two-month stay in Slab City. There's so much to talk about in Slab City, but I'll save talking about Salvation Mountain and the Outdoor Art Museum in East Jesus, a suburb of Slab City, for a future podcast. But let me tell you a little bit about Slab City's library. Yes, indeed, Slab City has a library, but it's a little unusual. You can get a beer in the library. The library is covered by planks and tarps, but it's not fully enclosed. So it's subject to high winds, dust, and sandstorms. If you see a book that you'd like to read, you can take it with you. No need to check it out. They just ask you to return it if at all possible. Bottom line, if you want to get off the grid, this is the place to go. It's been called Squatter's Paradise. Others have referred to it as, quote, one of America's last free places, unquote. Still others have called it, quote, the end of the road. Others have called it an enclave of anarchy. An article in the October 2018 Smithsonian Magazine said of the Slab City population, quote, there are clearly people there who don't want to be found. So there's something about disappearing, and the desert offers that kind of opportunity, unquote.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.